9, 8, 7, 6, 5 on a heckling fit. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. Hey, I've got Dr. David Krupa and Alan Crutcher sitting in here, and we're talking about stuff and things. And a couple weeks ago, we were, well, I was listening to Govern America, Darren Week's show about Agenda 21. Wonderful show, by the way. A lot of you remember it, went from its time on Republic Broadcasting. Darren's out there doing his own thing. And, well, Art had joined Darren to talk a little bit about Texas. When you talk about Texas, you get my attention. Hey, Art, are you there?
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. Hey, how you doing this morning, first off?
Oh, not too bad. I don't really have very good internet up there where I live at, so I come down to my favorite restaurant, which is about a mile from where I live. Just north of Brownwood, Texas, called Day's Diner. Great little place, wonderful people. Anybody gets up around the Brownwood area, I highly recommend it. But they have the Wi-Fi here, so I come down here, and we're broadcasting live from there this morning.
That's great. You know, I used to do that back in 2011, 2012, I think it was, because I didn't have any internet access, so I'd either do the phone thing or, well, one coffee shop or another, and, you know, and that was kind of crazy. You're sitting there in the corner and talking, everybody's going, what's he talking to? And, you know, hey, so, Art, I've been listening to you for, well, I guess it's years now, and just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and your comments and whatnot and so forth. But it is kind of important to have all these people talking out there on RBN. You know, RBN important to you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, in fact, you know, I have to admit, you know, Alex Jones was kind of like the guy that kind of really got me going, but you know, I've always said that, you know, if you're still listening to Alex after 6 months, you haven't wiped the sleep out of your eyes. And I always try to shovel people over toward RBN as much as possible, because I think RBN is one of those resources that really really touches on the issues that most people out there just don't want to get involved in. It's almost like they're afraid.
Right, totally. You know, to that avail, I've been listening all week on and off, and I heard a new voice out there, and it was a caller, and he identified himself as a crossover from GCN, and he was following the Dr. Deagle show, and he came over to RBN, and he told me, well, via the radio, that he's just been, well, overwhelmed, I think it was his words, just listening to all the different programming. It's kind of like as you cross over, and we do have a lot of crossovers coming over here at this point with the with Deagle coming back, and I forget the other name, but a lot of people left Genesis, well, two folks, and Mike Rivero is the name I'm looking for. They came over here. Now they're being exposed to RBN and all the different thoughts that happened from there. It's a wonderful thing to hear that people are crossing over and learning stuff, because I know I am.
Wow. Yeah, I get people, you know, they want to criticize, you know, you always talk about the same thing. Well, not all the time. A lot of the times it does appear to many people as if regurgitating the same thing over and over and over again. But we need to remember that there are always new people coming in. And so we kind of have to touch on these past topics from time to time so that people, you know, that are coming in new can kind of get caught up. Because if we don't touch on these things, if we don't go back and retouch on these things, then the new people coming in aren't going to have really much of a clue what we're talking about.
Right. You know, like take this show. This show is really all about Texas independence, right? Trying to achieve it to a certain extent. Well, you also have to deal with the world around you when you're dealing with Texas independence, because, you know, being myopic and just looking at, well, the Texas Nationals, TexNat.org, the Republic of Texas, the TexasRepublic.com, or Freedom Texas, FreedomTexas.org. That's not it. You'd have to point them to the U.S. government and well, the world, the global world around us. Last week, while we had Daniel Miller on the line, a gentleman called up and, well, said, "Hey, what do you got to address Zionism?" It's kind of like, well, maybe you should address Zionism, right? And there's a lot of people that want to go that route or are going that route. Daniel Miller is going the Texas independence through what? Promoting the thought of Texas independence, you know, on the inside. Daniel Miller and his group, the Texas Nationals, his organization group, whatever you want to call it, they are using the voting system and the legal system to raise awareness. Now, I'm not too sure that he definitely thinks that we can put it on a ballot and we can all vote on it and get that to actually pass. We're going to watch that in Brexit, right?
Right.
What do you think about Brexit? I don't think we talked about that. Do you think the Brits are actually going to have their non-binding vote go through and leave the UN, the EU, Art?
It's really hard to say because I'm not in Britain and I'm not able to talk to the people over there. It looks in many ways like they're going to do this for real. But I think, you know, it's still early on. So I'm just sitting back and watching and waiting and seeing what happens. If they do indeed break away, then I think that's a good, clear sign that there is starting to become more and more mass awareness of the corruption that's taking place in all governments around the world, and that it's quite possible that people are finally getting to the point where they're fed up. And I really do hope that that's the case, because I have been trying to reach out to people for a little better than 20 years now. And sometimes I get super frustrated because sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to a wall and nobody really cares. But then when I see these kind of referendums and these kind of votes taking place, kind of gives me a little hope that maybe.
Hey, Alan, you want to weigh in?
Yeah. Art, once again, I've listened to you over the years calling into programs. Most of the time, like I said, you know, not 100% agreement, but very few people do. Very small things. If I did disagree with anything, I've always loved it when you call in. You have very cogent points that you bring out. This Texas here, you know, we have to be local. We try to think local. We're trying to, you know, change our local environment to what we want it to be. But you have things like you go to geoengineeringwatch.com. One of my big things is what's going on in the skies above us. You know, there was a treaty signed by, I think, 82 countries that said even if two of those countries go to war, you don't screw with the planes that are doing this up there. You can shoot down your warplanes and everything else if you want to go to war and play that game, but you do not mess with the planes that are flying up there putting this stuff out. I mean, it's something that all of us, we all have to breathe, and this is nanoparticulate crap that we have an idea of some of the things that are coming out, but they could put anything that they want to in there. That's one of the things that really bothers me, what they're doing to our atmosphere, to our planet.
Yeah, I'm all about, you know, clean air, clean water, you know, clean soil. I mean, it just really disturbs me when I think about the stuff that is being just dumped recklessly into our environment. And it's almost like the powers that be don't care if you have enough money to line their pockets. I mean, you look at Walmart. Walmart has been called out. I can't even begin to tell you how many times Walmart themselves has been cited for the fertilizers that they store out in their parking lot when it rains and the stuff gets washed out. And there was one case where Walmart had been cited for, you know, water runoff going into rivers, and all they do is pay out a little fine, and it's all good. I wish I could just throw out money like that and say, okay, I paid my fine, leave me alone now.
Yeah,
you've got too much
but
of a conscience to do that, Art.
Going to prison, man.
Alan?
Yeah, and it's all blamed on us. You know, it's all this environmental, you know, destruction is blamed on us, the little people. Oh, it's your cars you're driving, it's this and that. they never bring up the fact that it's the corporations, the chemical plants and the production plants that just, instead of disposing of any waste properly, they just dump it into the nearest river. And, yeah, then it's, you know, everyone, you know, oh, we killed 300,000 people downstream. Oh, well, we'll pay a $1 million fine on the $80 billion profit we made. You know, it's insanity.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we just, we barely get past the Flint, Michigan thing with the lead in the water, and now we're hearing reports of a village in New York that are showing 10 times the safe levels of toxins in their water. I mean, This is just insane.
It is insane. You know, I went insane. Well, not really insane. I woke up back in 2006, 2007. And I left California, and I met a girl from Texas, and we hitched my RV to her Airstream, and we headed to Montana. Never made it there. I found this place called Texas, and it was the last place I wanted to be, because that was the home of, well, Alex Jones and all those crazy radicals out there, and it was surely going to come down there. And I didn't want to be involved with that. I just wanted to take some rabbits, a bunch of goats and chickens, and, well, go off-gridding. And I did do that to a certain extent, but it happened to happen here in Texas. And I found a wonderful place in Texas, and that's kind of why I'm doing the show. I'm not a native Texan, definitely not. You know, I come from California, and you guys from Texas, a lot of you don't like us from California, but we're not all the same. I tell you that, well, because we do need to return as a society to a more take care of your own stuff, arbitrate stuff between each other. Like Doc says, we need to talk more together and work out our differences instead of, well, calling 911 and bringing the statutory legal system into things. And I guess the only way you can do that, there's so many things for us to do. Plant food, crops, getting ready for, well, major catastrophes is really important. I don't know. I'm going sideways. Art, did that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm originally from Georgia, and, I just got to where I just couldn't deal with the communist, socialist, Marxist mentality of the majority of the people that I personally had to deal with. And that's not saying that all Georgia is bad, because it's not. We've had some really wonderful people come out of Georgia. I mean, Cynthia McKinney, for one, she's a Georgia girl, and look at her, you know. So Georgia has put out some really great people, but at the same time, the little town that I was from, you know, I don't know. You can't get some of these people to break free of that entitlement mentality that is just milking the people of this country dry. And so I was looking for someplace new to go, and somebody here in Texas said, hey, I've got some land, come on out here, you can stay on my property and get things going and whatever. And so I've been here. I came out here in March of this year, but I figure since I'm here in Texas, I kind of like to pay close attention to what's happening in the state in which I just take domicile. And since I have to be in Texas, Texas has a secession movement going on, and I'm in favor of seceding from the Union. So this is something I might want to pay attention to if I'm going to be a Texan.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And you told me that really, well, we kind of line up on this point. You would rather, and I would too, rather everybody stands up and says, well, let's control our own, and everybody, well, leaves the Union and reasserts their control over their quote-unquote state or country or whatever we're going to call it at that point, and then we could come to back together and get into a mutual protection pact like what the federal government was kind of supposed to be in the first hand. I want everybody to be free, Art, but man, that's a large order, and it's a lot to chew on. I don't see a path. Do you?
Yeah, it is a pretty tall order. I mean, and we talked about this Friday on the phone, and I don't really see all 50 states seceding all at once. I think it's going to take one to do this successfully, And then if one state can do this successfully, I think others will follow. And at that point, I think we can begin to rebuild something. It may not be equivalent to the original republic that we began with, but maybe something close, something similar, and then begin to rebuild. But yeah, I think every state needs to do this, take back their individual autonomy, take back their individual sovereignty, understanding mm-hmm. their authority and their rights and their responsibilities under the 10th Amendment, and then we can begin to rebuild. But we have to do this independently. And I can't, you know, because I'm in Texas, I can't really be worried too much about what Vermont or Virginia or Idaho or whatever other states do. I have to focus on the state which I take domicile, and right now that's Texas.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, you're kind of quiet right now. You got any 2 cents? You got 1 cent.
Well, I was just thinking, and welcome, Art. Good to hear you. Daniel Miller sent us an email during the week, and he said since the Brexit stuff, he's done over 100 interviews all around the world with people contacting him about Texas. So if there's any chance of him getting it on the ballot in Texas, making that step, he's on the right road, and the world has taken notice.
Mm. Oh, there used to be a thing. It was called, you know, Texas is a state of mind. There used to be even a commercial, you know, Texas is a state of mind. And that's really what it used to be. It wasn't so much, you know, the actual geographical boundaries. It was the way people thought around here, the way they knew their neighbors. They interacted with each other. They got along, you know, and if there was a dispute, it was settled, you know, more locally, you know, between folks, instead of having to bring in rules, regulations, ordinances, and everything else to try to keep your fellow people under control. Control is a bad thing, in my opinion. Everyone has to have some self-control. That's the main thing, is self-control.
Self-control and ethics, right? Personal responsibility, that's
right.
Important. You know, that's very important. You know, one of the things, I don't know if you're aware of it in your area, Art, but it happens here in Texas, and it freaked me out. You know, when I moved here from California, people would wave at me as I drove by, and they put a hand up. They got this little one finger, say hi. I'm going, wow, that's interesting. We're interacting while we're driving. Did you see that when you moved to Texas?
Yeah, I see that all the time, but to me that's nothing new because they do that in Georgia too.
Wow. Well, out in San Francisco, they you know, do one finger, but that's the, well,
yeah,
that's the middle finger. And they usually do the horn too. Another thing that they did in Texas, which was strange, was pull over to the kind of side of the road and let you pass.
Yeah.
Usually, go ahead.
That was a little weird to me the first time, I'm riding down the road with my buddy, because I don't have a driver's license, so we go to town, he drives and I ride shotgun, and he pulls over into this, you know, really wide, you know, breakdown lanes, and he pulls over to let these cars go by, and I'm like, really? that was new, and I wasn't quite sure what was going on. But then he explained to me what that was. Oh, okay. Because, see, I'm used to where, you know, in Georgia, you have the two yellow lines in the middle of the road. And if the broken line is on your side of the road, solid line on the left side, you can pass.
Mm-hmm. I know. And in Texas, it's kind of like, well, we just pull over to the side and we don't stop. They kind of ride along on the side. And, well, the other person must have something going on that's more important than driving the speed limit. And I'll let them pass because, well, I don't want to hold them up. I don't really care too much. Their life, we don't know what's going on. Okay, I see we've got Eddie in Ohio. Let's jump there really quick and see what's... The music, really? Oh, the time flies. Republic of Texas Radio, Eddie, hang on. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Both our best intentions, I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. Can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Wouldn't miss it for the sun.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back. Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. We're talking about, well, Texas' independence and the world around us. We've got Art. Well, Art in Texas. Art. You know Art. Anyways, as well as Alan Crutcher and Dr. David Krupa. Eddie in Ohio, you're also online, too. And let's just bring it on. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just kind of like listening, you know, to the Republic of Texas. And whenever I hear of Southern State these days, because I lived in the South, in Atlanta, back in the 80s. I'm an old man, yes I am now. I sound young as hell. So I guess I can be like a 1-900 number. But I remember back in the 80s, they would say, oh, you're a damn Yankee, because I moved down there and I didn't leave, which I could understand their point of view. But I went back down there maybe 6-8 months ago, and it's like, when I go down there, it's Mexicans down there everywhere. I can't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I can imagine what Texas looks like, you know, these days. Which I was in Houston, but during the night last year, you know. This is amazing how, you know, what is going on with this country.
I'm not too amazed by it, personally. You know, the border is wide open, and they're inspired to come over here and work and then return to Mexico and vacation and then try to go back to their old life after they do a lot of work over here. That's part of the failing of the corporate U.S. government, where they have a border and they don't enforce the border. And, you know, that's a loaded, you know,
that's the whole thing
story.
That started me to waking up was I was living in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and listen to George Bush on Fox News, you know, coming on and saying, oh, the borders are so tight, you know, a tick couldn't crawl through it. Yet in every house that came up for sale in the old neighborhood that I was living in, my mother's house, if it came up for sale, it was snapped up. It wasn't on the market 2 or 3 days, and it was snapped up by someone who didn't speak English.
And the whole government's corrupted. Huh? You know, not to change the subject or anything, but I think it just kind of like coincides with everything is. Back in 2000, when I first got the internet, it just all coincided. I was like having problems, you know, it's like diarrhea real bad, you know, it was like, what's wrong with me? They give me this medication, it doesn't work, I'm getting infected. Look, I'm going to die. I'm in my 20s, I'm going to die. And then I find some natural herb called colloidal silver, not to sell it, but I don't do it. And I bought it, and I've been taking it ever since, and it's kind of like, I'm healed. I'm never sick again. But it's kind of like the government saying the borders are secured and the health department is, like, helping you out. And I think both of them are a lie, you know. If I don't do it to the doctor unless I break my arm and need stitches, I'm not going there, you know.
Well, yeah, we're definitely. If we had colloidal silver to put all over the United States, maybe that will cure it from the diarrhea this country puts out.
Yeah. It is. The whole country is diarrhea. No open border situation. I swear it to you.
It is. It is. But they created the situation, and, you know, and they're doing it for a purpose, from what I can see. They want the great big melting pot to be melted and coalesced and to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States, the corporate U.S. together.
But it's no longer a melting pot. It's more of a, you know, like, we're all different. We're all like, nobody agrees with anything, you know. It's like it's just insanity. You know, you go to your local pub these days, and it's kind of like everybody says, "Oh, the open borders is great." Not in that perspective, but they pretty much say, "Oh, these illegals, they're just looking for a job." I'm like, every time I hear anything from this stuff, it's kind of like that's what the media keeps trying to tell you. Why can't you think for yourself?
Hey, real quick, CFR wants me to remind the folks that we do have a chat room out there. It is the republicoftexas.chattango.com if you want to join in the conversation. I'm kind of there a little bit, but can't watch it during the show. So, man, what do you think about independence, Eddie? Well, how are we ever going to turn this thing around? You've done a few years on this planet in the corporate United States. Isn't it a strange world from what you see?
When I was a kid, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. When I was a kid, we were always told, don't go down there, that's where all the black people live, you don't mess with them. So we stayed over there, we weren't allowed there. And then by the 70s, 10 years later, it's kind of like, they're allowed to live everywhere, so there's this big battle about they can live anywhere. And then by the 90s, it's like half the city is Hispanic. Not to say there's anything wrong with Puerto Ricans, but it's kind of like they're trying to, like, kill out the white person, you know what I mean? When I was a kid, it was like Cleveland, Ohio was 85% black, 85% white, and now we're barely 30%.
Well, that was a short segment. Hey, Eddie, you want to hang on? We can hold you over. What do you think?
Sure, I'll hang on.
Okay. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, we're back. 1-800-313-9443. Hey, Doc, I know colloidal silver just came up, and I know that, well, you have an opinion about colloidal silver being taken internally, but does colloidal silver have the ability to kill parasites?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I've met a few gentlemen over the years that swear by it, and then I've met a lot that said no, and then I met some that said it had to do with the quality and how it was produced. That's probably more true. There's a lot of things that work for a lot of people, but there's nothing that works for everybody, and that's now, where people kind of get hung up.
Now, see, my brain's going, and I don't know if this actually is going to work. Hey, Alan, you know, the chemtrail problem. What if we put colloidal silver in all those planes, spray it over the United States? Do you think it would get rid of the parasites in, well, government and or the administration? Would that work?
Unfortunately, it doesn't. It doesn't affect those parasites, I don't believe. And actually, some parasites, you know, some of the bugs and little microbes, you know, they got to be there for us to live. You know, that helps, you know, all the breakdown of the nutrients in the soil and regenerates everything, you know, disposes of dead tissue. Some of that stuff is needed. But, it would be great if we could get a government colloidal silver that would only work on governmental institutions. That would be great.
We'll have to check on the voltage for that one. Hey, Art's been quiet. So let's, before we go on to Jerry, any thoughts on anything we've said, Art?
Well, you're talking about things that I really don't get into. I'm not fine. A colloidal silver kind of guy.
That's okay.
I like food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, there's a lot of medicinal value there too. Okay. 1-800-313-9443. Jerry is in Chicago. That's a curious place right now in this space and time. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning, gentlemen. And I just wanted to touch on the immigration problem. I dealt with installing smart meters a year and a half to 1 year ago this July. And I got to tell you, I came up with a number. It seemed to be like 11 out of every 14 homes I went to was Hispanic. 4 out of 14 did not speak any English. And this is in the Chicagoland area where the neighborhoods used to be 100% German, 100% Polish, 100% Lithuanian. They're not there anymore.
Yeah, you know what? Instead of a melting pot, we become a chamber pot instead of a melting pot.
Back in California, when I was growing up, Vietnamese were brought into Silicon Valley, and so that was because they just invaded Vietnam, and so they invaded Vietnam and took a whole bunch of people, and they ended up going to the city that I was living in Santa Clara. So as we take over these nations, however we do it, we always grab a whole bunch of them and throw them into a pot somewhere in the United States. It's kind of curious, but they did that for what? Why are they doing that, Jerry?
You know, that's a real good question. And if you go into a lot of the restaurants in Chicago, the busboys, the dishwashers, and the cooks, and I'm talking 100% Greek restaurants, where I remember working in a Greek restaurant 41 years ago, and everybody in the Greek restaurant was Greek except maybe the waitresses and the busboys. And I washed dishes there. And today it's all Hispanic cooking behind the grill. Another thing that I noticed changed was good little restaurants up and down certain thoroughfares in Chicago. They used to be ham and egg joints and everything are now taco, burrito, whatever else they sell there, beef tongue and corazon or whatever's on their menu. They're 100% Mexican restaurants now. I ain't got nothing against the Mexicans if they're coming over here legally, but something else I noticed too is that every time I see a 21, 22-year-old mom, she's pregnant, she's pushing a baby carriage and pulling along one or two toddlers, so they believe in definitely repopulation. So let's put it that way.
Hey, Art, any thoughts?
Well, in Georgia, where I'm originally from, it seems more Indians, Hindi. There's some, you know, some Mexicans and such is there, but it seems like more Indians and Hindi and people of Arab descent seem to be flocking to Georgia more than Mexicans. But I did notice here a couple months ago, I went over to visit a woman I know in just south of Pecos. And when we go to town, we're in town, and it's like, I almost felt like I must have been in Mexico or something. It's like, when did I cross the border? I mean, we're walking through a grocery store, and this lady turns to me and starts speaking to me in Spanish, and I'm looking at her like, no, I don't speak Spanish. We're in America. You want to speak to me, you speak English, or you don't speak to me. I don't care. I'm not bilingual. I have nothing against anybody of other races, but, you know, if you move to Germany, you're going to be expected to learn German. You move to France, you're going to be expected to learn French. Well, by God, if you're going to come to this country, you come here legally, first of all, and you learn the language, you learn the culture, and you assimilate. This failure to learn the language and failure to assimilate to our culture is what is destroying our culture.
Right. Every culture is right to have special interest groups for them, except for us. Correct?
Absolutely. And that is the sad thing. And keep in mind,
that is not a racist statement. That's nothing else. We can get along with anyone, right? Just, you know, don't try to change us into what you're leaving. Why the hell did you leave where you came from?
Well, right. that's my point, you know. And when I hear people like Obama talking about, we as Americans need to change our views and change our... No, we don't. No, we do not.
Well, you know, that's wonderful you brought that up, guys. I was in the Navy, and I spent 2 years in Italy, and I loved blending in. I never once wanted anybody to change anything for me. I was in their country. I drove an Italian car. I ate Italian food, and I tried to learn to speak Italian. That just seems like good common sense, and somewhere here at the border must be a sign that says, throw your common sense away when you cross the border and do what you want.
I think it's kind of a limiting thing, too. Back when I was living in San Francisco, we had Little Italy, and there was a lot of people that, well, came from Italy, and they didn't speak English. They'd slowly learn it, maybe, but there was enough of an Italian culture in San Francisco that they could stay in their little box and work for their friends, the family, whatever, doing the jobs. They also had Chinatown, where generation after generation would be raised in this little, well, several blocks of San Francisco. And over the generations, they didn't learn anything but Chinese. Some of the kids may learn English, but it was really, they could exist just doing Chinese. We have the same thing that's going on with Spanish and the Mexican culture. When they come over here, you can see it in the construction crews. You know, I do a lot of technology stuff, and I work on new construction, old construction, doing technology, and I'll see these workers, and I'll see a all-Mexican crew, and some of them work good, and some of them don't. Well, a lot of them don't speak English. But they're trapped. They really, you know, their culture, their little bubble is keeping them speaking Spanish, and they're not reaching out. They have the safety bubble of being able to speak Spanish, but that makes it so they can't assimilate and, you know, come into the fold and get a job outside of that construction crew. I see it as a bubble, a trap for them, even though it might be comfortable. And I don't have anything against anybody, right? Unless they want to hurt me, harm me. But it is fascinating why they seem inspired to come over here. Maybe it's all the free stuff that they give people. You know, come over here and whatever. I'm going all sideways. Jerry, you got anything else?
Yeah, I do. I've been doing a lot of work in the Chicago public schools now. It'll be 20 years this September. And I remember, back in 97, that the Hispanic children in the schools weren't required to start learning English until 6th or 7th grade. I think that is... If you live here, you know, you do as the Romans do when in Rome. Let's just put it that way. I mean, I'm tired of catering, and I believe we are 64 to 68% the white Anglo-Saxon Christians in this country. We're the majority. And why we have to give in to 2.4% of Jewish, which run our banks, run our judicial system, run our government, run Hollywood, run our newspapers, run our radio, why we have to give in to them and cater to them. You know, this is 1933 Berlin all over again, which is what Hitler stood up against. And if you just remember, this was soon after the Bolshevik Revolution, right off his border in Russia, and they were going to topple every country. And with the help of the United States, I think they have almost gotten there. So I want to leave you guys with that. Have a great day. Keep up the good work. I tune in every week.
Well, thank you for your call. Any thoughts, Art, before we move on?
Nope.
Okay, I just want to make sure you get your time in. We'll really appreciate you joining us here today. But hey, look at that. Mark in Florida. What's going on, Mark? How you doing?
Oh, near perfect.
Sweet.
As long as the paint settles nice and smooth. I just wanted to comment that everyone's talking about speak the language, I could ask, well, if all the Mexicans coming across the border spoke English, would that be okay? And I would ask, what language does God speak? Who determines who has to speak what language in order to sustain his life? If we're fighting corruption and liars and thieves, commonly referred to as government, we can't be attacking other men and women that are being lured by this same beast government into this country in order to create disruption. Stop fighting your fellow man.
Oh, that's great.
Please, stop fighting your fellow man and go after the people that call themselves government, and I don't know how, but those are the liars and thieves that we got to deal with.
Let me just bounce that over into Dave's court. Hey, Doc, what do you think?
Well, you know, I often wonder in your everyday life, how much government do you really need? I think people do pretty well without the government interfering. I do think if you read the Old Testament of the Bible, there's many times where the people were instructed not to learn the other language and protect their culture. So I don't think it's wrong to move somewhere and still enjoy your culture, but you should assimilate no matter where you live. You should be proud of where you're from and proud of where you're at, and not try to change any place that you go to, because if you didn't like where you were and you moved to another place, why make it like the place you left? I don't understand that.
Well, they're doing that to us right now. Well, they can throw that in our face at this time. If we don't like what we have in the corporate United States, why don't you just leave? Now, I think the question ends up coming in the corporate United States of America. We have a lot of people that are violating the borders, right? And they're coming across legally, illegally, whatever, it's allowed. In the Republic of Texas, let's say Texas became independent again, how would we deal with the borders, right? Would we allow people to come in and, well, be friendly and work here and go in and out? I don't know. I do believe what you're saying, Mark, about not fighting with people, but I don't know how that's going to play out. I really don't know, Alan.
Well, think about it like this. What if Georgia started shipping assault weapons, for lack of a better term, into Florida and handed it to the drug cartels? Well, the people in Florida would start fleeing to Georgia because they would send it. Does that make sense? The people are running away from the bullets, and they're going to where the bombs and bullets are going.
No, now I'm following you. Now I get
when the we got Eric Holder giving guns to the cartels in Mexico, and the people of Mexico are not allowed to own a gun. What are you going to do? You're either going to be a slave to a cartel, or you're going to run because you can't fight back. And when people are given no opportunity to defend their lives,
it's all being created for a purpose. These people have long-term plans. All this crap has been planned out, and you can find their you know what they're planning on doing if you look hard enough, and if you want to believe it. You know, one of their phrases is, you know, it's not the big things that we have to keep hidden because they're so, you know, they sound so crazy that no one will ever believe them. It's the smaller stuff that people will believe that we've got to try to keep because their
exactly.
Big overall plan is so amazing that no everyone, oh, that's crazy, you saw that in a movie, or, you know, you're nuts, you know. But when you find
out
about it...
That's why I say... forgive me. But that's why I say stop attacking the Mexicans that are crossing the border or anybody else that's trying to get to the United States, because right now the United States is the only place where the bombs aren't dropping.
Let me ask you this. Have you lost your job because of it? Have you lost your housing because of it? Have you had a major change in your life because these people are coming across and you can't find decent work anymore?
Not at all.
Not at all. Right. But there's a lot of people that has happened to, though. You got to understand.
Well,
I mean, and it's being created. This is the strife that they create. They keep us fighting amongst each other. They don't want us to be able to sit down with a brown person and say, hey, you're basically just like me. You just want what's right for you and yours. You just want to be left alone to live your life and not impose your life on anyone else. But that doesn't happen. It's all been created. They've been pushed. Their government is corrupt as anything else on this planet. And it, all this crap has been planned to dissolve basically what the United States was born on. You know,
one
of freedom
those,
and the ability
things.
To do what you want to in your own atmosphere.
Alan, one of those things that you run into a lot in this conversation is people saying, well, if we close the borders, then who's going to do all the jobs? That's a common whenever you talk border stuff, and it's crazy.
Dave, have you ever seen me with a shovel in my hand and a pickaxe in my hand or a rock bar?
Of course I have. But what I'm saying is, at this point, I don't necessarily disagree with that statement of who's going to go work because, well, I see a whole flood of people from South America, you know, Mexico in particular, that come over here and they do work. Like on the construction side, I wonder if they get $6, $8 an hour, whereas, you know, a carpenter over here that's been around, you're probably going to be paid between $12 to $18 an hour. Now, my point being, we have a whole generation of folks that, well, they don't want to do that kind of work. They don't want to work for $8 an hour. They want to work for $15 an hour and whatnot. I know I hear the music. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, last segment. Mike, Mark, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go. Any last words? I want to get on to Art. Oh, okay, I guess Mark dropped. I see that there. Hey, okay, Art, we didn't talk about Succession, right, or Texas independence. I know that's why I got – here you go. These are your words. It's your time, man. Finish the show.
Well, just kind of to pick up where the caller left off there and what was being talked about, it really troubles me because I do know a lot of people who have lost their jobs over the past few years thanks to several different things, part of it due to this mass flood of immigration, not just legal, but the illegal immigration that I have a problem with, Obamacare, and several other things. And, you know, when we look at the people who have dropped out of the job search thing, you know, the people that they don't count anymore as being unemployed, when we look at the real unemployment numbers, we're talking about nearly 40% unemployment in this country. That's well beyond that the numbers of the Depression era of the late 1920s, early 1930s. And when we have these kind of numbers, when we have nearly 50 million, if not more, Americans on food stamps, families, parents working two and three jobs, trying to support their families, we have a serious problem. And when we look at these kind of numbers, and then we still hear people like Obama and a bunch of these other clowns in Washington talking about how we need to bring in another 15,000 or another 115,000 people on what are these work visas and this and that. No, we don't. We have enough people right here in this country who want jobs. We don't need to bring people here. This is one of the major problems that we have. We keep bringing people in and ignoring the people we already have.
Yeah.
We've got to stop this.
It's crazy.
And the only way that this is going to stop is for states to realize what the 10th Amendment is all about. Take back their sovereignty.
Dave, what do you think?
Well, I agree, and I think if you didn't have all these guys living in one house and 15 cars parked in the neighborhood in front of that one house and taking all their money back home and living like kings during the winter, you wouldn't see this, and people wouldn't be just making $8 an hour at the skilled level. But as long as you flood the market, and you know, one of the big things that I see is the disrespect. When I was in Italy, I thought it was an honor to be there and learn to blend in. And I hear from a lot of these guys that they're not interested in our laws. They only come here to make some money and go home, and down there their money's worth a lot. And I think that disrespect has hurt a lot of people. I still cut my own grass. I think if you're healthy enough to do that and you're complaining about illegal immigration, you ought to cut your own grass. You ought to take care of your own yard. Be careful. And when you do need a contractor, make sure that everybody's legal. You can do some decent things and help your neighbor keep his job.
Oh, wow. Alan.
You know, when I was a child, we used to grab the lawnmower and go up and down the streets and ask people if they wanted their yards mowed. And they would say, oh, yeah, they'd help out the kid. Instead of, you know, mowing it on a Saturday themselves, they'd, you know, pay a kid $3 or $5, you know, to mow their lawn for them in the neighborhood. Exactly.
Right.
We're not racist. We just, no one can stand a flood like is happening to us. It doesn't matter if it was an extra 60 million white people. You know, it's just too much. You know, it's not feasible.
That's right. I used to do that lawnmower thing when I was a kid. Okay, thanks for listening, Republic of Texas Radio. Thank you, Art, Doc, and Alan. Take care, guys.
As a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.